Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite numbers and how futures are trading. In Kansas City, December wheat 895 down 3, May 920 and a half down 1 and a quarter. December wheat in Chicago 843 and 3 quarters down 1 and a half, May 870 down 1. December corn 741 down 6 and 3 quarters. July 740 and a quarter down 6 and 3 quarters, now 6 and a half. December, 640 and a half, now 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, 1482 and a quarter, down 9. July, 1446, down 5 and a half. November, 1333, down 1 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal, 454.20, down 380. December soybean oil, 50.68, down 19. December live cattle, 125.60, down 47 and a half. January feeders, 148.15, down 10. December lean hogs, 82.37 and a half, down 107 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Taiwan did it again. Quick shipment for January delivering corn.
I'm sorry?
I said Taiwan did it again. Quick shipment for delivery for corn delivery in January. They picked up some more today.
Yeah, and I think this is where the export sales from yesterday really needed some good news, because we were hitting some 40-day moving averages in both lead month corn and lead month beans. And beans had carried the water a lot this week with the fundamentals, especially the demand fundamentals. And the wheat was not doing hardly anything as far as helping out the complex and helping out the bulls. So we needed something like that from Taiwan. We also needed, I think, also to help the bean spread out some, the report that the Chinese came in and bought another 115,000 tons of U.S. corn as well. So we've been able to adjust with these two pieces of news, and we've been able to hold so far the 40-day moving averages. And I think these are going to be pretty important moving averages, Dave, because believe it or not, that USDA report's just a couple days away, and it's kind of hard to how fast it snuck up on us.
Well, I want to be sure I understand what's going on. The corn is being originated from Cargill, but it's coming out of Brazil.
Yeah, and I don't know the details to it so far, but I think what's happening is that we're getting into a situation where the feed wheat supplies are getting tight enough that we're starting to see the corn move, and logistically it's moving to get the best price, which makes the most sense. But I think when you bottom line it and you look at the basic fundamental fact that we are starting to see corn take hold in feed demand, and that's what this is for, I think, for the Taiwanese, is then you're starting to say, okay, we are indeed starting to see a turn of the corner where the wheat no longer competes as a feed grain in Asia. That's the all-important area when it comes to the corn demand, and why when you look at the weekly export sales numbers from yesterday, our year-to-date commitments are down 46%
right.
In corn, and a lot of that is due to that wheat situation.
Also, I guess we ought to touch base and say that with the jobs report, we're seeing some improvement in the dollar index, but it really hasn't pressured the wheat all that much. It's tight-ranged.
Right, and I would not expect the outside markets to find follow-through strength on this report, and I say that because as you dig deeper, Dave, the employment-to-population ratio still sitting around 59%. What does that mean? Well, it means we're only about 1% higher than at the worst time of our financial crisis 2+ years ago, and before the financial crisis, that employment-to-population ratio was 63%. Before the financial crisis, around 2000-2003 time period, we were able to get that guy all the way up to almost 65%. We've got no real improvement in the employment situation when it comes to the participation rate or the employment-to-population ratio, and I would argue both of those numbers are actually back and still at levels not seen since 1984. So we're not creating any more jobs. than we did back in 1984 when the economy was much, much smaller than it is today. So I think as the economists and the analysts like me get deeper into it, I'm not a dollar bull on these numbers. I'm not a stock market bull at all on these numbers.
Let's turn our attention to some technicals. And I'm looking at January. I know a lot of people have already switched over to the March. Hit the 50-day moving average today. New high for the move. And one would think that in the January chart, if things were to fall right with the WASDE next week, maybe you might try 15-15 on the January basis. But we need to finish higher to do that, don't we? Or is this hook reversal lower we seem to be respected?
No, I think you're right. I think what this market has shown me this week is the beans can take us higher on the demand-led and the technically-led fund-driven market like we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday. But now it's time for somebody else to pick up the ball and carry it into the end zone. I would equate the beans similar to a first and goal on the 20 with four downs to get into the end zone. And we've probably used two to three of those those downs at this point going into today's close. So we really need the corn and wheat to come around. And I say that especially with the wheat. Going into USDA's report, the world wheat ending stocks from USDA was 174 million tons.
You think that number would go down some?
Well, the United Nations came out yesterday with a 163 number. My estimate of 170 to the Reuters Newswire and Dow Jones Newswire was the lowest of the averages, and I was shocked to see that I was the lowest. So I don't think there's any weather premium in the wheat. I don't think there is any world supply drop in the wheat factored in. And so going into the report Tuesday, I would look for the beans to stabilize because of the demand pace we're seeing. But I really think it's up to the wheat at this point to keep your technicals in play. And I think you wisely point out this technically led market has been driven by the funds who are technically oriented. Mm-hmm. So if you give back technical gains and you lose moving averages and you stimulate oscillator sell signals, it's going to make it rough waters and choppy waters heading into the report and maybe even after the report.
I think, though, that if we get a favorable number in that world wheat number, and I do think it's probably the number one number to look at maybe for this particular report, that you look at the soft in Chicago and you think, man, this thing could take off.
I do too, Dave, and I think it goes back to some of the private numbers that have been coming out. I don't think anybody's willing to wrap their heads around or get their arms around the idea that there may be 25% plus hard red wheat acres lost this spring if things don't improve dramatically. And that's not just coming from me and my clients or something I say to Dave Dickey on the radio. It's coming from a larger group of people in the Plain State saying, we've got a real historic problem here, folks, and if we can't do any better than this for the month of December, we go into dormancy. This heaving and this issue with this hard red wheat is probably going to take at least 25% of the acres away from us. So I would argue the idea that the wheat-corn spread at a dollar is about 40 cents too cheap, given what we're looking at weather-wise, Dave. And I would also argue that 925 in Kansas City July wheat is at least 25 cents too cheap, and 950 should be support at this point. And I think in a couple, 3 weeks, and maybe even after the report next week, if we get the number that you and I are talking about here of getting 170 for carryover or below, and we move towards the United Nations number, I think that may happen sooner rather than later. And then all of a sudden, the corn has some help like it did this week from the beans.
35 seconds before we let you go. Anything else we need to know?
I think the biggest thing that I'm looking at is the bean demand. Again, I would reiterate the idea that USDA says we're essentially even with last year on exports, yet we're running 29% ahead on year-to-date commitments. That suggests that there's 400 million bushels of beans that we're going to be selling more than the USDA has put into the numbers. And so people that are worried about yield and worried about the supply side, I think if we keep this kind of demand pace up, even with big South American crop, I'd still look for that Jan-July spread to lead us out.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City is 8.95 down 3. In Chicago, it's 8.43 and 3 quarters down 1.5. December corn, 7.40 and a half down 7 and a quarter. July, 7.39 and 3 quarters down 7 and a quarter. January beans, 14.81 down 10 and a quarter. November 13 are 13.31 down 3 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.